You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Shalom and aloha and welcome to the Man Dog Pod Monday big check-in. I'm Dan Lippert. I'm checking in on a Saturday with Ryan Rosenberg. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Dan. How are you, pal?
I'm good. It looks like you got a little bonk in there now.
God, you had to call it out to the audience. I just had a little
bonk. I didn't know that the bonk was something you were ashamed of.
No, I'm not ashamed, but, you know, we did stop to talk about it. I'm sorry for the problem.
It wasn't a problem. I was just hoping you were okay.
I'm fine, yes. I did bonk my mic, but that's really the worst thing that's happened to me today, so I'm feeling all right about
it. That's a good... you know what they say? If the worst thing that happened to you today is you bonked your mic, you might be a redneck.
That's right. How you doing? How's your Saturday? Drinking what looks like to be a creamy coffee.
I have... All right. Here's probably the big news. I think I got to be done with deliveries. Uh-huh. I think deliveries are over. At least once a week is all I get. But mm-hmm. I have I got really into the habit of deliveries during the quarantine. Postmates just merged with Uber, and for some reason even though they were both bad, now it's like super bad. No, mm-hmm. no movie intended.
Right.
And every single order I've gotten from them so far has also not been what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And so I got some Portos, which is a nice, beautiful staple. Mm-hmm. But the coffee was not what it was a hot, milky coffee, and that's just not what I ordered.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Did you put it over ice?
But I put it over my own ice. But you know how it's not the same.
Because it's watered down now, and it's, you know, whatever. That's a shame, but I'm feeling the same about deliveries. I feel the same about deliveries and French fries. I'm off on both.
Whoa, you know what I mean? This is huge news, and I don't want to hold you to it, but you've been off French fries before, Ryan.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. I feel the same as you that deliveries need to be done, but I also have a sneaking suspicion that they're not going to end.
Yes. I think the big step for me is I'm going to cancel, because I pay for that Postmates Unlimited. Because it's if you get deliveries as much as I do, it saves you money, end quotes. Mm-hmm. But if I cancel that, I think I will be like, oh, this fee is crazy. If I want food, I should go get it. I should be in the world.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it is definitely detrimental to my bank account and my health because I order worse food. I am also like, well, I got to hit the minimum. I should add that extra shake or whatever. And it's like, so I'm eating a huge dessert with every meal and I'm not getting up to even get it.
Yeah. It's
not good.
It's a net huge negative.
Mm-hmm.
They should.
And it has, since the merger too of like the Postmates and the Uber thing, I think they like bought each other a while ago, but the like app merger just happened and it is decidedly worse. It's like much weirder worse. And... Yeah, it's just worse. And it also makes the, like, conglomerate-y-ness, like, much more apparent.
Yeah, it feels that way. It feels like a couple moved in together, and neither of them wanted to get rid of their furniture, so they brought everything. And it's like, this is so... There's a lot here, and it doesn't fit.
Too many chairs in here.
Yeah.
yeah, that's funny.
How
was your week? Was this Porto's one that really the delivery that sparked the end, or did you get deliveries all week and just get a string of shitties?
It's been, you know, the roommates, we did a nice little Friday dinner. We had Din Tai Fung last night, dumplings and whatnot. And the guy, you know, he just picked up the food and he went north and we're south. He did, the app was like, you know, in order to improve everyone's experience, we try to do several drop-offs with one driver. And it's like, what do you mean improve? This improves nobody's experience.
Yeah. Right. Only yours.
Yeah.
Only, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a great way to work. It's how I should go through life. It's like important to make things better for you. I'm going to be difficult because it's easier for me.
To make things better, fuck you. Yeah. That shit is so aggravating. Like, when am I going to learn the lesson that it's me? But I cannot tell you how many times I've screamed in my home when the Postmate says, like, your delivery has been picked up, and then I pick up the app and it's a bike emoji, and I'm like, you fucking, no! Just like a guy on a bicycle. And it's like, this isn't going to be here for 45 minutes or something. This should be illegal. This isn't food delivery. This is food shipping.
And the food, let's just say it's not coming pristine off the bike.
And when the guy hands it to me or puts it off, his hands are sweating. He's sweating. He's on the verge of death because he's had to take the 101 on his bike or something. It's like insane. It's insane. And of course, I'm like, well, you know, the guy on the bike probably needs the Postmate thing more than the person in the car. Mm-hmm. So good for him. Yeah,
good for him.
I hope I didn't order French fries. I did.
Yeah, well, yeah. Enjoy your cold, stale fries. Yeah. No wonder you're quitting.
Exactly. I mean, we got to be done. It's the obvious good choice for us.
Yeah. We're off fries, off deliveries, 2021.
I did just go grocery shopping and bought a bunch of half-healthy foods, which is my new strategy. Because if I buy too much healthy shit, it just all goes bad because I won't eat it, yeah. You know? So I'm trying to just buy enough to get me back in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Frequently for me, grocery shopping is like, well, just spent $80 on next week's trash.
Yeah, right, right. So I'm trying to be like, well, if I buy enough of this that I don't order delivery, right, or don't go out to eat even three times, I'm saving money.
That's the, I always, you do know that what I mean? Math. Yeah, exactly.
Because the grocery store is like one big Postmates for me and one other person.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is crazy.
Excuse me. What's on the half healthy, half unhealthy menu for in the
Rosenberg Dan, I couldn't
house?
Even tell you. You get it all in the fridge, and you're like, "There's nothing here."
Absolutely.
There's if I wanted something I was going to eat, I would have bought a bunch of freaking ready to go meals, you know.
Right.
But I bought, you know, what did I buy? Some cottage cheese, some fruit, bread, tuna, just like staples, avocados, eggs, things that I can just buy. Like I would eat this one meal every day.
Yeah.
For breakfast, yeah. You know? So avocado toast with a little egg is my sort of pretty healthy breakfast for the next week, hopefully. But then I got this cottage cheese and fruit, and I'm like, well, that's got to go to snack territory then.
Yeah, that's
good. Because
I'm
not eating all of that at breakfast.
You can't.
But I like breakfast food, so I end up buying too many things like that. And then I'm like, well, I'm eating cottage cheese for dinner. Am I eating a tuna sandwich for dinner because I had fruit at lunch?
Right.
You know, it doesn't really matter, but
it feels, yeah, yeah. Every purchase is for a version of me that doesn't exist yet, and most of those versions are a guy that gets up early, and so it's like, yeah, I can wake up early, I make a nice little breakfast, and you know, I've had a full day by 11 a.m., so I'll have some of the cottage cheese then.
Right. I did just brew myself some iced coffee, which is a real sign of do I care about myself or not.
Uh-huh.
Because I won't have coffee if I don't do that. And if I have that, it's like always sitting in the fridge for me, which I really enjoy. You know, it's like, hey, cool. Someone did this. All right. Oh, it was me? What a good guy.
Yeah, me from the past. The meal prep, I mean, that's all that is, right? It's like taking care of your hungry self in 3 days.
Right, right. So that you don't have to make like a stress decision because you're like, ah.
Which,
are those new glasses as well?
These are good eye.
Are those old glasses?
No pun intended. But yeah, they're old glasses. My current glasses, first of all, I think I'm done with the look of those glasses. I'm tired of it. But also
was
the...
Was that the like sort of like the, what do you call those, aviators?
Yeah, yeah. It was like 70s pervert kind of glasses. And that just didn't feel good about
I was thinking aviator, but yeah, 70s pervert. Sure, that works too.
But the bridge... came off of one of them, the bridge pad, the nose pad, and they started giving me the old bridge nose pain, so I had to switch over. And I'm liking these, you know. It's a good reminder that when you change your glasses, it's just because something's going on that you want to look different. The glasses didn't make you look worse. You know, I put these on now, and I'm like, oh, why did I ever get rid of these? I like this
one. Yeah, right, right. Totally. Now, is this like your last pair, or do you have like three or four reserves?
I've got one other reserve that is in my earthquake kit. Mm-hmm. You know, that's in my world goes to shit, forgot to bring my contacts, somebody stomped on my glasses in the thing.
I think I have like five, maybe six pairs laying around. The sixth I would like truly never wear, and is probably like out of prescription. But I'm like, well, I don't know. Do I need the 2 inches of space in the drawer? I'll just keep
it. Yeah. Zenny kind of changes everything because it's so affordable.
Right. I got like 4 pairs at once. Yeah. I was in like, I had 2, but then I ordered like 3 or 4 of them. And I've really liked having stuff to switch around on. These are about at their end. They're starting to show that they're cheap because the gold on the inside that like rubs on my face is like coming off and I need a new pair. Let's just say.
And we will say that.
We will.
We'll say it. Yeah. I think that's glasses are such a big part of what you look like. Mm-hmm. It is kind of crazy to, not crazy, but if I accessorize all my other clothes, accessorize kind of in quotes, it's weird to just wear 1 pair of glasses.
Yeah.
Especially, right. If I want to like have a look and different looks at different times, it's nice to have the option.
Right. But I've lived so long and like, just look normal. Mm-hmm. Don't make any choices. Don't have different styles. Just look regular. Don't draw attention. Like that's a lot of how I think about my clothes. I'm like, this just will not get anybody to look over here a little bit. That sometimes I feel weird throwing on like a different pair of glasses and something because it looks like outside of that. I'm trying to get over that of like, just look how you want to look every day. It's not anyone else's business.
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
It's, there, it's like, for me, there is the push and pull of the feeling of walking into a room and people being like, oh, look at the new glasses. Part of me warm because I want that attention, and the other part of me hates the attention right when I get it.
Totally, totally. And especially in the comedy community, you can't do anything outside of the norm without it getting noticed immediately. Yeah. Whether or not it's good or bad, it will just get noticed immediately.
Yeah.
And so you're just like, oh, do I want to go through this today? Do I want to talk about this all day?
Right, exactly. Is this my thing now? That's what I always talk about that with the green room at UCB, where it's like, you bring... If you eat a sandwich back there, you're sandwich man for the night or whatever. Like everybody who walks through the door is like, sandwich. And it's like, this isn't unusual. There's no story here. And me included. I'll do that to people all the time. If you get one of those thin sandwiches from the Oaks, you're going to hear it from me. That's a real thing.
So you like those? I always come in with just like genuine interest, but then I realize later it's really judgmental. So you actually, were they out of everything or did you want that?
Did you want a $14 thin sandwich?
So that's just ham and butter. What do you mean butter on the sandwich?
That's fine if you're spending $3 like they do in France, but if you're spending $15,
and the bread is hard and bad?
It's stale and it's a lot of butter, huh?
But why do I care? Why do I care that they have, I just want something to talk about. Yeah. Anything to keep the focus off of me, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And even in the comedy world, hey there. Even in the comedy world, a positive compliment is still like said as an unusual thing sometimes.
Yeah, so I've heard like, people say that like, oh, you look nice or whatever.
Right. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
We all get the context to surprise ratio here. You know what I mean? So like, maybe you realize it.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the way to do that where it conveys what you want to convey, but doesn't make someone feel bad?
Right.
Because you do want to like...
Rather than like a... I think it's always about owning the statement. Just being like, I like that jacket.
That's nice.
Rather than like, ooh, you look good.
Yeah.
It's like, A, it's not really your place to decide. So just... tell us about your feeling, right? Like, I like this.
I like that.
Or, I don't know. That seems like helpful.
That does seem helpful. Problem solved. Good lesson out there.
Really good lesson. I realized how much of my even perspective was so judgmental and like good or bad or right or wrong, and that I thought I knew what was the right or wrong thing.
Right.
And it's like, no, I think just I like it. That's about as far as it goes.
It was funny with Zooms. And still is, but it just happens less often now that we're kind of doing it less, is whatever you're given behind you is the conversation piece. And everyone is kind of looking around for the thing to talk about where it's like, am I going to make fun of it? Am I going to be curious about it? If you have nothing behind you, am I going to make fun of how you have nothing behind you? Like, there's no choice that works.
Right. Yeah. Everyone trying to do it the right way, but it's like, maybe we can just relax. Whatever that means.
Relax,
baby. How was your week? Pretty good? Pretty bad? What are we thinking? You were just out of town. You had a nice little trip.
Had a nice trip. See you next fall. Went up to the Central Coast a little bit. did some shopping. I'll say I am in a shoppy mood, which is bad news because I am literally like my drawers are overflowing. So I think it's time for the
purge.
It's time for the I did a pre-shopping purge. My drawers are still stuffed and not those drawers.
Still pretty empty.
Those are empty. Plenty of room. I'm buying them smaller and they're still roomy.
Small penis.
Small penis, tiny ass.
A lot of flow up front.
So
my balls have never been breezier.
Yeah, I'm getting a nice cross breeze for both ends there. So I don't know about this whole thing I have in my house, this whole life I'm leading with all these clothes. I don't know what to do with them all. I don't like getting rid of things. I think I've told this story before, and it kind of pertains to the glasses story. And my mom's listening to this. Mom, tell me if you remember this. It'll come up on the FaceTime. But one time, I really specifically remember, like, this is like my dad in a nutshell. One time, my mom threw some old glasses away, and then my dad, like, took them out of the trash and kept them for a couple weeks. And then someone else's glasses broke, and he used the old glasses to, like, solder on to the new glasses or something like that that had broken. Mm-hmm. And I remember him, like, showing it to my mom and being like, see, this is why I don't throw anything away. And I remember that so specifically, and I think it's, like, very – it sticks in my brain of, like, you got to keep everything. When it's, like – the real story is the fix would have been $3 at an Ace Hardware. And that is cheaper than having a garage full of shit. But that's what I have here.
Right. Well, he came from almost, like, a different era, right?
1,000,000%. Yeah, he grew up in the Depression. Right. And so, like, everything was valuable.
And, like, owned his own business or whatever. So, like, if it ever cost anything, he had to do it, right? So he's like, why would I waste money on being lazy?
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm like, I'll pay $3 more so the guy on the bike isn't the one delivering my food.
Yeah, I wish that was a fucking option. Are you kidding me? I'll pay the guy $3 on the bike to take a pass on this one.
Yeah.
You don't have to deliver anything.
You can still come to my place. I'll give you $30 extra to not be the one delivering the food.
I'll give you an ice cold water and $3 to not deliver my food. And I know you want that ice cold water, bro. I know you do.
I know you do because I can see the drips on my bag.
Yeah, shit is disgusting. No, it's fine. I don't care.
But San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, did that trip. Did some beach time the summer.
Did you stop in Santa Barbara too?
Yeah, stopped in Santa Barbara. Our friend Jace, went to college there, and I was telling him about the trip, and we were talking about how it used to be Isla Vista is where all the college kids hung out when he was there, and I was asking about Isla Vista, and he's like, actually, now everybody hangs out in an area called the Funk Zone. And I was like, I gotta see the Funk Zone. That was that video I sent you from Shaloub's Funk Zone.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like a 3x3 block little thing by the beach where there's, like, you know, wine bars and whatever, but stopped there for a little bit. But, man, everyone in that area lives a great life.
It's nice out there.
It's just coffee shops and water, and the coastline is so pretty, like, around SLO.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really.
It's gorgeous.
We got to do those. I think we got to do a big up the coast drive. I think that would be real nice.
I would love it.
Straight up.
I would love that.
To Oregon, even? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I've been looking at renting an RV and drive it. I don't think I want to drive it both ways because I don't need to see it all twice. But I found a deal where you can, like, rent one from Seattle to Los Angeles because they eventually, like, they just have too many in one place and they need them moved around. So they'll offer deals for you to, like, take that trip and then drop off the RV. So I was thinking about flying to Seattle for, like, $100 or whatever it is, and then driving an RV back and stopping, like, along the way. And I think that would be so fun.
That would be really fun.
And, like, just enough RV time. Because whenever, if you really want, you could just finish the drive. You know? Or if you're having a blast, you can stay out there and sleep wherever, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and that's probably why they all end up in Seattle, is because everyone gets them and they're like, can't wait for the round trip. Then they get to Seattle and they're like, we're leaving the fucking thing here and we're flying back. So it is.
What am I going to drive back on the same road? We already saw it.
It was exhausting. I'm scared the whole time I'm driving.
I don't feel comfortable sleeping in a parking lot.
But that was our, that was all our vacations, was RV vacations, because we had an Allegro roughing it smoothly. And so that's the life that I'm used to as far as vacations go. So I'm, you know, I'm definitely used to being in an RV and being yelled at. So if you want to do that,
that's... Hey, you'd be a perfect passenger for my trip then. Because it's my music or get the fuck out. And no,
that was kind of, I misrepresent it. We had nice times in the RV.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, that sounds but great.
It is that dynamic of like, sit down when we're moving. Or, you know, it's like safety shit probably. And like, yeah, we got the whole house in here. The house rules still apply.
Yeah.
I get that. I get that.
How was your week?
It was good. I had a really busy week last week and was just fucking stressed to the gills. And this week I feel like I got a little chance to catch up on not really sleep, but just not doing anything as much.
Yeah.
Just like a little bit of me time, which was nice. But yeah, I don't know, not too much. Just kind of followed up on some stuff and stayed caught up on the week. And I went to the beach on Monday again, went like after I finished some work. So I finished work at like 1 or like 12:30. And I was like, oh man, I actually don't really have much else to do. I could send an email from the beach. Mm-hmm. So we went out there. But then as soon as we got there, it was nice. And we're like, oh, hopefully these clouds will burn off. And it just got really cold.
Oh, no.
Like as soon as we got there. And so we went and saw a movie. We saw Quiet Place 2 and had some lunch or dinner. Oh, dinner. We had some sushi. And then it was too trafficy to drive back. So we saw a movie instead. So it wasn't the beach day we planned, but it was still pretty nice.
Now that, and I think that's the lesson there.
Mm-hmm.
Still nice.
It was still nice. I wish that I would have spent $15 on parking and that's it. Mm-hmm. But instead I spent like $150 for dinner and walking around the promenade. So that wasn't really the plan. Yeah. And I can't just go to the beach and spend a ton of money. It was great. It was nice to just roll with it and have a nice day regardless.
Yeah, that's great.
Walked around an Old Navy for a while.
Oh, baby.
Did some, I got some shirts. Ooh, I got some shirts I really like. I got a new Hawaiian that, Dan, you're going to love
Ryan, I don't know. Maybe we've got time right now. I've got some new stuff. Should we do a bit of a modeling?
I don't know if I have the energy right now. All right. But I think after the pod, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, everybody. You're just going to have to imagine. I'm going to show you a fabric that I'm pretty happy with.
Beautiful. Are you wearing a new shirt? It's that looks new. Like something I don't recognize.
Yeah, so this.
Oh, yes.
This is a vibe. And I'm generally, I'm moving away from kind of the Hawaiian vibe, what I have been for a minute now. But this really spoke to me.
It's Hawaiian-esque.
Hawaiian-esque, but it's desert.
Not your typical. You know, well, you know, I got cactus. The bag sitting right here. I might as well grab one.
Well.
Nobody look.
So Ryan's got up to grab his bag. We've got some nice colors, some turquoise.
I also received an order of some new shorts. I got some Bird Dog shorts. You ever heard of these Bird Dogs?
I've seen them on my Instagram. They've been advertised to me.
They're honestly fantastic. So here's those.
Can't wait.
Got a little pop of color.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Poppy. That's great.
Little pop of color there. And they're pretty comfy. They're very, like, they're just very cozy and comfy. And then I'm the same way with you. The Hawaiians, I don't really need to walk into the room and everybody goes, whoa, what's over there?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes a Hawaiian will do that. But this is just a little more.
That's nice.
Just my classic sort of vibe. You know what I mean?
That will go great once we go to the beach and you also get a big hat with that. That's going to be
Dan,
really nice.
Dan, that's exactly what I said. It's the only thing I need is a big hat. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then I got this other white thing, too.
I got a little white button-up. Oh, yours has a little more texture, which is very nice. Yeah. I like that texture.
I like the texture. And, of course, I got some flip-flops because they're like $1.50, and I needed some.
That's great.
And then my sister, who works for a sporting goods company, just sent me some new shoes. So I'm feeling really like I don't need to shop at all.
You don't need to shop. That's a summer worth of shopping.
Exactly. And I got like three pairs of these shorts, and they also send you like a hat and a shirt.
Mm.
I think for advertising, they like want you to wear them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm stoked on the shorts because it's like, yeah, I'll just wear those three pairs of shorts all fucking summer.
Yeah.
Secret's out, guys. I'm wearing the same thing every day.
It's all right. Hey, man, that's all you need is, especially shorts. Those aren't getting filthy and stinky.
Yeah. Yeah, the things are on my butt. No way. That I sit on everything with and are on my butt. No way. But they'll wash easy. They'll be great. I'm just excited about it. Excited to have. I'm like you. I need a big purge, and I'm excited to have some new stuff that I'm excited about.
Yeah, same. And I, you know, I'm. This is. We've talked about it. It is a beachy summer. It's a barbecuey summer, and I'm just trying to dress for success as far as that goes. I'm trying to be that person,
baby.
As you notice, this was a big. Wander around the store. Do I really want this? It kept speaking to me. It's terry cloth. It's super soft.
I like it.
And it's just a very, you know, I'm not going to wear it buttoned up that much. I was wearing
it. Ooh, beautiful.
Around the house.
I really like it.
Around the house, I was doing it unbuttoned, tummy out, tits out. Uh-huh. But I figured for the pod, I should go buttoned up.
It's like a little resort shirt. It's got that like little resort cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
And then, is there anything else near me?
We're really coming into that age where the resort shirt is really the style, and it also looks good on us. And we should really enjoy these days, because as we careen through it, the next thing I think that comes is the bowling shirt.
Yeah, there were some bowling shirts at the place where I got this one, and I was just like, I just don't think that's me. Maybe it will be one day.
Not at all. Not at all. I think it's like an older man thing.
It's older. It's got a bit of a daddy-o to it. It's got a bit of like a, you know, slicked back hair. I carry a comb with me vibe. And that's not me yet.
No. You're at a resort just drinking a Mai Tai.
No offense to the daddy-os out there, by the way.
Oh, zip, zap, zaggy-o. Absolutely.
No offense. But you're being hilarious also. But I think it's great.
Absolutely.
I think it's great.
Well, because when you were younger, you saw this, and what did you think? you were just like, I can't wait, I guess. I don't know, maybe. Maybe me too. We'll see. We'll see how much bowling I get into.
Yeah, but what's up to the greasers out there? Thanks a lot for listening, and we'll see you at the alley, and we'll see you at the...
Have I told you about the bowling alley that I found up by my new place? I think maybe we talked about it on here.
Say you
but there's
did.
The cutest little bowling alley that's on the like main street up here in Montrose that is like, I don't know, 5-8 minutes north of me, but it's tiny. It's like six or eight. It's like eight lanes maybe, but it is so cool and cute, and they serve beer and wine, and we should go bowl.
I'm 100% in, Ryan. Yeah, that sounds great. I pretty much... Bowling and karaoke are two of the things that I kind of shunned because I was bad at them and I didn't enjoy going and being bad. And once you learn, it's like, don't bowl. Just have some nachos and be with your friends and have like a $3 pitcher.
that's nice. What it is for me. It's like straight up walking into a room full of nostalgia.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, so that's fun for like an evening. And there's a very cute little bar across the street that we popped into, and we're like, oh, what's going on in here? We didn't even have a drink, but I want to go there.
Yeah, you did that kind of. Another great part about being.
This is on the list to come back to.
Yeah. I feel like so another nice little adult lesson, or maybe everyone's known this and I'm just behind, is you're not committed once you walk into a place.
Right. We literally walked in and they were like, hey, yes, you can have a drink. And we were like, we'll be back.
Yeah.
Cool place. We'll come back later.
I don't owe you anything because I walked through the door. And I don't think it matters if you like me or if I hurt your feelings because we've never met. So whatever this story is in my head.
Isn't it funny to realize like how long you live just fully uncomfortable in all of society? And you're like,
in very
like
small ways that kind of just fit you. Once you let go of them, it's kind of shoulders down a little bit. It's like, that's
It's not that you're doing a lot of really scared things, but that inner monologue is like, oh, I was walking around with fear all day long and just didn't know that I could choose otherwise.
Yeah.
Stuff. Very nice to be past it a little bit.
Your bar's not for me right now. Okay, we've never met. I don't care. All right, cool. See you later.
They say one thing when you leave. You say one thing when you leave, and everybody is gone now. It's fine.
No one will ever think of that interaction again for the rest of their lives.
That's right. That's right. Well, what's going on with you this week? Are you gearing up for anything? Are you excited?
not this week is the kind of official, that trip was kind of the like, I want to do something fun after this movie, something a little vacation-y. End of the month, I'm finally meeting my my newest niece, who is about 7 months old, Maya. My mom's coming to L.A., and we're driving up to visit my brother and his wife and their kids. So that'll be the next big event I'm excited about. Mm-hmm. And so this week is probably the beginning of, like, all right, all these...
So she's 7 months old and you haven't met.
Sorry. Yeah, we haven't met yet.
Because of COVID stuff and everything. Yeah. Interesting.
Because... I mean, who knows? I might have gone up right after I got vaccinated if I wasn't shooting the movie, but that all happened in New York, and so now it's just timing-wise hasn't happened. And so that's the thing. But yeah, this is the week of like, all right, all this stuff that in your head you're like, all right, it's time to start doing these things. This week is kind of, I think, the beginning of it. It's like the big grocery store trip, the big room clean out, the big like wake up at a reasonable time. We all have these moments every a couple times a year where it's like the reset, or at least I think we all do. Sure. And so that's the week for me, just kind of get down to business.
Especially for folks like you and I that don't have set daily schedules every day. I don't go to work at 9 every day.
Right.
So like, and sometimes I work at 9 p.m. You know what I mean? So it's nice to have that like reset to be like, okay, in a world where I did have an everyday schedule, what does that look like?
Yeah.
You know, you can start just like keeping up with your life rather than like choosing it a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly.
Or I noticed that. Yeah.
I think it'll be nice to like, in an ideal world, most weekdays have every little thing done by noon. And then it's just like, and then I still have plenty of time to do all the other stuff, but I'll at least like, you know, there is a backlog of emails that I am like very ashamed of right now that just needs to be handled. Sorry to all of the people who, you know, I haven't responded to, but, you know.
It's fine. It's also everybody is dealing with this new thing of, like, being pulled in different directions, of being able to go out a little bit more and all this stuff. Like, I'm noticing that just, like, so many more things are an option than were 2 months ago, and it's like, oh, it's doubled the amount of people that are, like, reaching out or having to drive places takes time, and I'm not used to planning for that.
Right.
And it's just like, yeah, things are a little bit harder when you're doing more stuff.
Right.
You're not just running it from your computer.
Have you been able to, or has this come up at all, like see old habits that you were meaning to break during COVID and be able to be like, I don't want to do that anymore? Or like, you know, for me, one of the things I didn't want to do was like, have a day full of things I said yes to, but like that were exciting at the time, but now I'm overwhelmed by them. That hasn't really come up yet. Like I've been, I've kind of neglected a couple things, but for the most part, been able to like say yes to the exciting things.
I think the thing that's been hard for me is I'm saying yes to the amount of stuff that I want, but I'm just not used to not having as much free solo time to get the other stuff done.
Right.
Like, like you said, won't get back to those emails because I went to a party this weekend and I saw a friend and whatever. And it's like, oh, normally I would have 24 hours in this day to do this whenever I felt like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't always tackle stuff right in the beginning of the day, but now I have like 8 hours just because I'm busier with other shit. And I've been letting stuff slip by the wayside. So schedule and routine, I think, are going to become important for me again in a different way than they were during quarantine.
Yeah.
Because I have to make it a different schedule. I can't keep the same schedule, and that's frustrating me already. So I have to find a new one that like does work for
me. Yeah. I made a, I was looking through my old notes, like one of my many old calendars of future hope that died off. And in the back, I had outlined like how long most of the things if I really had the perfect day where I was as productive as I possibly could be, like how many actual hours of that day would it be if I like cooked all my meals and like really like was mindful about it, just wrote the emails, read, did a couple podcasts, whatever. And it was like, all of that is 6 or 7 hours. So that's still 10 hours or whatever, 8 hours to do all the other shit that is like relaxing.
Right.
But to me, it feels so impossible. Like,
I don't schedule looking at emails, so it feels like a to-do. It feels like a mm-hmm. burden. But if I start to...
And I'm kind of always doing it because I don't have a time set aside for it. So it feels like I'm never off the clock a little bit.
Yeah, and it's just got to be like, well, if just people hear back from me at 10 a.m. or 5 p.m., and that's when my emails get responded to unless it's super urgent, and I just get in that habit, I think that would be nice.
Yeah. I found that I am pulled to work more like at night when stuff isn't going on, and during the day I have a hard time focusing on my own work. So a thing I did last week that I really enjoyed was like I did a bunch of work at night and scheduled the emails to go out at like 8 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So then it felt like I am on my work for the morning, but I didn't have to do it in the morning.
That's great.
And I'm just sitting around doing nothing at home at night anyway. And it's like, oh, this is a peaceful time where I'm not getting texts or having to work or podcast or whatever. Like I could set aside an hour a night to just like knock this stuff out because I like am at peace a little bit more.
Yeah.
I feel like during the day I'm like kind of flustered. And so, I found that nighttime was a helpful time for me in that way.
That's smart. And I don't know if it's a chicken or the egg thing, but I think you and I were a little more nocturnal people. Like we've gotten used to it because of shows and stuff. Like that's when our energy rhythms are higher. And so I do find that I'll get like shots of creative energy at like 7, 8, 9, 10.
Totally.
And if I just lived my life that way, it would mean that I could actually focus on those things. So I think that's smart.
Well, I get that creative energy whenever I have like mind space to myself.
Yeah.
And during the day, I'm like on my way to something or returning a call or a text or whatever. And I'm not creatively productive when I'm thinking about that other stuff. Mm-hmm. But once all that goes quiet, my mind goes like, what should I fill this time with? And then, it's like, I think smart to notice that and lean into it rather than be like, I have to be a morning person. Yeah. It's like, well, something is already working if you just did it then, you know?
Now, my unproductive man question is, how are you doing this night work during playoff season? Are you watching all the games?
Well, it's definitely a night where I'm like alone, and it happens from like, it's late. It's like 9 to 11 or something like that. Mostly after stuff, before bed, when I would be just like flipping channels or whatever. I'll still do that and then just sit at my kitchen table and knock stuff out then. Because I'm like, why wake up to this?
Yeah.
It's stuff I probably should have done at like 2 this afternoon. But instead of doing like pushing it till the next day and again having the same feeling at 2 in the afternoon, it's like, I'll just knock it out tonight. And that way tomorrow I won't have to have it, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to notice those things of like, do this for your tomorrow self.
Right.
A little more.
Yeah.
You know?
Give them that cold brew. Give them those emails.
Right.
Well, that's great. Look, folks, you're getting a productive summer from me and Ryan.
That's right. Half productive, half fun.
Have fun.
You know?
Yeah. It's going to be
less nothing, I'm hoping. Yeah. Less nothingness and more stuff that is like active joy pursuing kind of shit.
Yeah. We lost the Lakers. We lost the Blazers. Mm-hmm. Some disappointing game sixes. Only because I wanted my Saturday to be full of basketball. There were going to be the 2 game sevens today.
Right. Now
there's
I didn't even think
neither.
Of that.
It's just, I think Brooklyn Milwaukee is pretty soon. But that was my only other big event, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited for what's going to happen next year with all that stuff. I'm excited a little bit that so many good people got knocked out early because it like ignites where they all want to go because none of them almost got there.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, should we combine teams? Like,
yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for all them kind of.
Portland, I think, will be hopefully a very fun team next year.
Right. And the Lakers, too. I mean, the Lakers shouldn't get bad.
No.
They should stay good.
Yeah, they'll be. It'll be interesting.
Who doesn't want to go there?
I don't know much about Portland. This is a little in the weeds. But it'll be interesting. Like, half the teams that have a lot of stars but aren't doing well spent all their money and their, trades and, like, all their draft picks. So it'll be interesting. Like, the Clippers don't have any anything. So if they don't do well, it's like, what do? We kind of bought the farm here.
I think they're going to have to like trade away like 4 of their guys for 2 good guys and then trade those 2 good guys for 1 super, you know.
Yeah, they're going to have to do that documentary where a guy turned a paperclip into a Maserati or whatever.
Yes. Did you see Jalen Rose talking about the Clippers point guards the other day?
Yeah.
He was like, they have enough to make 1 good point guard. Unfortunately, just split between 4 guys. Defense, Patrick Beverley, great, not really great at much else. Rondo is a genius, but kind of a defensive liability and doesn't do a ton on offense. Terrence Mann is like such an athlete, but he's very young and you can't trust him late in the game. Luke Kennard is a shooter, but that's it.
Yeah.
And they were like, if those four guys were one guy, they would be awesome. But every time you play one of them, you lose the other three.
Right.
And it's, they just got to consolidate, like, who is out there to help, you know? Or maybe Reggie Jackson was one of them.
Right.
He's such a good shooter.
Well,
yeah, not Luke Kennard, Reggie Jackson. But still, I was excited that they won yesterday, and that's going to seven, right?
Yes, that's going to seven tomorrow. That might be
A buddy watch?
A buddy watch. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. It's a day game, so those are always hard for a buddy watch.
Right.
But I'm excited. Right. I mean, I think the Clippers are going to start this new guy, Redrick Kneverly. He's pretty
right.
wide and pretty tall, and he plays in a huge coat, but I think he's interesting.
He seems a little disoriented, but...
It seems like maybe they heard that note and took it the wrong way. I don't know.
Do they have nine guys on the floor right now? Eight guys on the floor?
It's not going well, so we're going to let them keep doing it, but...
Mm-hmm. We have no problem with it.
Yeah, RIP Patrick Beverly. They put him on the bench and did way better, and it's like...
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah. Some other team will pick him up, you know? He'll be good for someone else, just not them.
Yeah, he'll be a good bench guy. Well, I feel checked in.
I'm all the way checked in. And if you're listening at home, folks, I hope you're checked in with us. And more importantly, checked in with yourselves.
That's very great. Check in with yourselves. Let us know how you're being productive. Let us know how you're having fun.
That's right.
And let us know, how you're achieving your goals this summer.
Or finding your peace, or whatever it is to you. But Dan, this was lovely. I'll see you later this week. Excited for some upcoming records we have. We have a couple of great shows, I think, going to come out soon.
It's going to be a good episode.
So stay locked, and Mandog Pod, we'll see you later.
Stay locked, baby.
Stay locked, baby. Later, bud.